The Truth News Network. He has water. He has toilet paper. He has the truth. From a studio out in the daylight, free of panic, free of misinformation, free of delusion, here's your calm voice in the noise, Dan Newman.
Even though I'm a bit aggravated still, I'm in a much better place than I was yesterday. Hope you are too. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Truth News Network. Today, we are in another chapter of Corona Madness. Madness, I got to be honest with you, is trying to find details of anything that our government does. There's nothing very important going on in the U.S. government right now, right? Nothing but the most expensive spending bill in world history. As you know, on Wednesday of this week, the Senate passed a version of the stimulus bill that, fortunately, did not include very many of the government multi-billion dollar pork Christmas presents that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats demanded to be included. If you missed those, look back on our published story of 325 that included in a bullet point format a summary of those. The title of that story is Cure the Disease. And if you're a speed reader or someone who loves to hit yourself in the head a few dozen times because you have nothing better to do, put down the hammer and read the 888-page Senate bill passed on Wednesday, the final one. And we have a link to it on our homepage. It's just a couple of sentences down. Feel free to do that. In fact, you may want to download it and keep it for later. If you, however, like most of us, prefer a synopsis of something this intense and detailed, here's a 35-page roundup of the hot details of the CARES Act. The CARES Act is what this bill is being called. That's the coronavirus bill. Feel free to download a section-by-section synopsis here, and it's only 35 pages long. It's also in a link on the homepage of this story. Here's what you're going to learn in those. Congress is really good at one thing, spending money, taxpayer dollars. Those we have or that are coming soon in the way of taxes, plus the dollars we don't have and got to borrow because we're spending them before we get them. Democrats love bigger and more controlling government. To that end, somewhere in every financially related bill that they put forth that ever gets signed into law is something or some things devised strictly to increase the government's size and authority through unsustainable spending. Here's a good one I've learned. Nancy Pelosi is the most powerful person in American politics today. No one else, not even the president, can even remotely compare to her. The Senate bill awaiting House approval verifies just how strong and mighty she is. I wonder if it's because she knows where all the skeletons are buried. Maybe she helped bury some of them. I don't know, but boy, she has full sway over Democrats for sure. Americans are petrified of the unknowns of COVID-19 and are petrified at its devastation playing out now, not just in the disease, but its dawning future unknown cost on Americans. We just really don't know. Families can't plan. You can't figure out what's coming down the pike. And Congress brilliantly parlays those fears into trillions of dollars they control and they spend. And those trillions of dollars are your dollars, my dollars. They control them and they spend them. Though many will say Senate Republicans bested Pelosi by allowing just a few of her outrageous spending demands from her bill, quietly and with no fanfare, Pelosi will come away with a victory when the House passes this bill and President Trump signs it. And every Republican, including the president, knows it. She held them up. She held the gun to the heads of Republicans and the president. And even though she's not getting her way, she controls this entire deal. The fact that Pelosi, along with every other congressional Democrat, held this bill up for a week in the face of more people dying, millions losing jobs, while small companies close their doors and school students out of school stand on the street hoping for a bus to stop by with lunch, proves just how much disdain there is for America's working people among Democrats. Now, let me qualify that by saying this. Every Democrat doesn't feel that way. But I promise you this, Democrat Party leadership definitely feels that way. Why don't we do this right now? Let's take a short pause. I need to catch my breath, and just for grins, let's take a listen to the new version of Margaritaville, fondly titled Coronaville. You're going to get a nice giggle or two out of this, and it just lasts a couple of minutes. Enjoy.
Let me tell y'all a little story right here. Been sleeping in late, put on some excess weight. My wife says 5 days in this shirt is too long. Can't go to the bathroom, got nothing to wipe with, 'cause all of the toilet paper is gone. Wasting my day away in Coronaville, searching for one package of Angel Soft. Some people claim that there's a virus to blame, but I think this might be China's fault. I wish I was wiser, stocked up on hand sanitizer, bought an extra package of Charmin or two, three, four. At least we got Netflix, and we're stocked up on fish sticks. How can my kids say there's nothing to do? Wasting away today in Coronaville. Doctors say sometime soon this will pass. But if I'm honest, man, I know this is the longest anything made in China has been able to last. That's right. Uh-huh. Stay away from that Chinese market, boy. My job has gone bye-bye. Non-essential must be why. President says he'll be sending some cash. But now it's up to Congress. There's no way that can help us. I'm sure they'll have a solution once the problem has passed. Mm-hmm. Wasting my day away in Coronaville, watching morons and hoarders have a panic attack. That's right. Some people claim it might be China to blame, but I think I'll just blame Democrats. Yes, and doctors say to just stay 6 feet away. Well, okay, I think I can do that.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say. How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars?
Mmm.
What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Mmm.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers? Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
You're at a restaurant just after a meal. The bill comes.
Sir, here's your bill.
Oh my gosh, it's a whopping amount. You pass it on to the next person.
Hey!
He passes it on.
Eh?
And on.
Oui.
Nobody likes unpleasant surprises. Well, why should you? With the new Hut's Delight Meals, you won't get any surprises in your bill. Just pure value. Enjoy your favourites every day, from pizzas, pastas to sides and drinks, from as low as 14 ringgit per person. Available for dine-in only.
So the left has the squad. There isn't enough beer to hold to watch what happens next. You are the army of truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
We're back at it trying to find out and pull out all the good stuff from the CARES Act. That's the Senate passed on Wednesday night stimulus bill for coronavirus. There's some bad stuff in there, but before we look at those, are there any goodies, any real goodies? Yes, there are. Most of us in the South are pro-life. I got to be honest, I am personally unabashedly pro-life. I've never stated that here, but now you know. I feel strongly that aborting a baby is killing a human being. Period. Someone mentioned to me the other day that if we could prolong the social distancing a bit and a shutdown of non-essential services for a couple of weeks, that include operations of abortion clinics, we could stop the killing during that 2 weeks of more humans than coronavirus will kill in the entire world. Think about that for a minute. Congressman Mike Johnson just passed this along to me for you. This is a segment inserted in the Senate Republican CARES Act regarding tax dollars paying for abortions. Many Americans have been afraid that was going to be slipped in to the stimulus bill. First, Planned Parenthood exclusion from small business loan assistance. These are from the bill. The bill applies the Small Business Administration's affiliation rules to nonprofits for purposes of small business assistance. That's loans and forgiveness for payroll costs, but includes a provision that disqualifies Planned Parenthood, whose affiliates, taken together, have about 16,000 employees nationwide based on the 500-employee threshold for nonprofits in this bill. Hyde Amendment protections. On the supplemental appropriations, it applies fiscal year 2020 labor HHS's terms and conditions, including the Hyde Amendment. That's the amendment that prohibits funds for elective abortion and elective abortion coverage, federal funds, to new supplemental discretionary health funding in Division B, including $100 billion for hospitals and other health care providers determined by the HHS secretary that provide diagnosis, testing, or care for COVID-19. Putting that whole clause simple, it means there's not going to be any abortion funding in any of that that would somehow slip through. The Hyde Amendment will apply to all of those. Supplemental awards for health centers. It applies the Hyde Amendment by cross-referencing a $1.32 billion plus-up mandatory funding for health centers. Again, no abortions can be done. Federal tax dollar paid. Community Health Center Fund applies the Hyde Amendment by cross-reference to the extension of mandatory funding for community health centers, the National Health Service Corps, and graduate teaching health centers. All of those or fronts for Planned Parenthood or for abortion clinics. Not going to be funded. Coronavirus Relief Fund applies the Hyde Amendment by cross-reference to the new $150 billion in mandatory funding for the Coronavirus Relief Fund for states. Again, the Hyde Amendment prohibits any federally funded abortions. In other words, the Democrat House plan included methods to sidetrack the Hyde Amendment through the funding of abortions, not directly to Planned Parenthood, but to several of their affiliates. Senate Republicans made sure Democrat language proposed by Pelosi did not make it into the CARE Act. Now, how many babies is that going to save? Think about that for a minute. Now we get to the bad stuff in the bill. Just a note here, the writers of the bill have included a qualifying phrase in their spending lingo to specifically point to coronavirus as the sole reason for the spending. Now, here's how they're doing it, and I'll tell you why they're doing it. Here's the phrase that they use. For those of you that are going to download and look at the actual law, this is what it says. It mentions the funding and what it's for, and then it says this: to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus for necessary expenses related to providing support for and access to, and then it mentions what it's going to be used for. Make what you will with that phrase. To me, it means this is what we're spending in this department in addition to what we're already spending. This amount is only for coronavirus. While none of the following are technically pork, it's safe to say, I think this is crazy and superfluous spending on the part of our government. Again, these are not necessarily bad, but listen to some of the stuff that is in this bill. $258 million for broadband services in rural areas. $32,615,098,000 for supplemental nutrition assistance program for child nutrition. That's on top, folks, of what's already being spent. $100 million for administrative expenses and $50 million for additional food costs for food distribution on Indian reservations. Those three came from the Department of Agriculture. Department of Commerce, $2 billion for economic development assistance programs to be used, quote, for necessary expenses related to responding to economic injury as a result of coronavirus. The DOJ, the Department of Justice, $100 million for national criminal justice operations, $500 million for state and local criminal justice operations, $100 million for juvenile criminal justice operations. That's $700 million on top of what's being spent today. The National Science Foundation gets a new $100 million for research-related activities, $2 million for agency operations and award management. Legal Services Corporation, never heard of it, don't know anything about it, but they're getting $100 million to carry out the purposes of the Legal Services Corporation. Have no idea what they do. Maybe you want to find out. It's called Legal Services Corporation. The DOD, Department of Defense, $3,805,500,000 for research, development, testing, and evaluation. Department of the Treasury gets $6 million for increased salaries for courts of appeals, $500,000 for increased salaries for the Supreme Court, $11 million for emergency planning and security costs in D.C., $4 billion for election assistance commission to states for contingency planning, preparation, and resilience of elections, $4 billion. $200 million for salaries and expenses, basically pay raises for the FCC, $3 billion for the Technology and Modernization Fund of the General Services Administration, the GSA, $12,100,000 for salary increases for the Office of Personnel Management, $100 billion for SBA Business Stabilization Loan Programs, $100 billion for the Relief of Small Businesses Act, $100 billion for Small Business Act for Economic Recovery Grants, $25,739,000,000 for Disaster Loans Programs account, $16,800,000,000 for the cost of loan debt relief, $805,000,000 for salaries and expenses for the Small Business Act, $20 billion for the Post Office for an emergency requirement under the Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985, and $2 billion for the Disaster Relief Fund. Now again, a repeat disclaimer. All of this funding is in addition to other budgeted monies already in use by each of these departments. This is on top of all of that. And folks, all of this, not every bit of it, has anything to do specifically with coronavirus. In summary, the two big Pelosi pork projects that did not get negotiated out of the final bill are the John F. Kennedy Theater and a union funding provision. The original Pelosi funding clause in the House bill was for $35 million for the JFK Theater. In the Senate version, it was cut to $25 million. I agree, $25 million for a theater is atrocious. Just think of the full scholarships this could fund for underprivileged children. Think about it. Do the math. 250 American students could enter great universities with fully funded $100,000 scholarships with that money, that additional new money being spent on the John F. Kennedy Theater. The second is a Pelosi favor called in by labor unions. The CARES Act is full of loans and grants for businesses. You know that. That's all a good thing. Well, they're going to take a little bit of an advantage of what's going on with those companies and grants. The applicable provision is to prevent any company that under the CARES Act receives either federal grants or loans. That company cannot prevent unions from approaching their employees internally regarding unionizing those companies. In other words, you take a dollar, you got to let the unions come in, and you have no say-so at all. Yes, these both are dumb. And yes, they'll cost Americans far more than just their face value. But this is how the U.S. government operates. It's full of attorneys, and they draft laws. And they do that on the most part to favor someone in each and every law. It's always been that way, folks. That's the way it is now. And unless something dramatic changes, it's going to stay that way. Most in Congress reconcile this nasty and tasteless task as simply giving up whatever it takes to get whatever I need or whatever I want. You know the old Joe Biden term for that? Quid pro quo. Are we done yet? Well, short of a grandstand play on the House floor today, we're done. I am confident the president will sign the CARES Act into law on either Saturday or Sunday. Meanwhile, COVID-19 relentlessly attacks Americans with a vengeance over and over and over. What are we going to do? How long is it going to last? How many will die? Well, we'll waltz back into that fray on Saturday. Know this one thing. Coronavirus is not through yet. And yes, there are all kinds of rumors and untruths that are out there. We're going to segue right back into those tomorrow and keep on a daily basis clearing the air for you so you really know what's going on. You know the truth. We do that every day here at Truth News Network. And don't forget, we're going live on Monday. Monday morning from 9 to 11 a.m., that's Central Time, we will be live right here at Truth News Network. What you'll do is come to the homepage of the website, www.truthnewsnet.org. There will be a button there for you to push. When you push that button, you will access the live broadcast that starts at 9 a.m. I'll be on there. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Of course, all of these things we're talking about today and everything that happens in that regard between now and then. We'll have some live guests on from time to time that you'll be able to not only listen to, but you'll be able to call in and talk to when they're here or when they're on the phone with us. And of course, you'll be able to call and ask questions. And it's kind of going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get a lot more done than we're able to do in just these podcasts, as good as it is. And as much as I enjoy sharing these things with you, we're going to spread it out a little bit over a couple hours. That'll be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you want to write the phone number down that you'll be able to call every day, toll free, when we're on the air to speak to us, it's 1-866-37-TRUTH. 866-37-TRUTH. In all numbers, that's 866-378-7884. That kind of rolls off your mouth. 866-378-7884. Get ready, folks. Monday, we're live at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. We'll see you tomorrow.
When you're fed up with the nagging heartburn of today's lies, how do you spell relief? TNN.